King's College will be hosting a Women and Work conference this week, focusing on gender equality in the workforce. WRKC sat down with Dr. Robin Field, Director of Women's Studies and Associate Professor of English, to discuss the upcoming event. What is the focus of the upcoming event?
The conference theme is Women and Work. We are looking very broadly about the different kinds of work associated with gender. So with women, but also with men as well, and in larger society, what kind of work do women do versus men? Is it the same? If not, what are the differences? Work in the home, work in jobs, work in greater society. This way, this broad theme allows us to come at the topic from many different angles.
Who was the coordinator of this upcoming event?
The Women's Studies program at King's College and the Women's and Gender Studies program at Wilkes University has coordinated for the past 4 years to put on this joint conference. We alternate between campuses, so this year King's is hosting it. Next year, Wilkes will host it.
What do you hope students will get out of attending this conference?
I think students will get a lot of different things out of the event. They'll be able to support their fellow students and professors and community members by listening to the work that these people have done in order to present their papers or participate in a roundtable discussion. They'll probably be exposed to some new ideas about women and gender, maybe through history or through literature or through psychology. There are lots of different disciplines associated with the conference. And largely, I'd hope people come away being more curious about how gender affects our everyday lives.
Who will be speaking at the conference?
On Monday evening, April 13th, Dr. Shelley Burt, who is director of the Camp Hill Foundation, is giving a lecture about the politics of caregiving in America, the Camp Hill model of inclusive care. That's the keynote event, the larger lecture that opens the conference. On Tuesday night, also in the Burke Auditorium, is a creative writing reading by King's students and Wilkes students, so that's another opportunity to hear some more creative work of fiction and poetry.
Do you think attending this conference will help students become more involved and aware of gender equality in their daily lives?
I certainly hope so. We want this conference to spur questions, and it's an easy thing to participate in because all you need to do is drop by a session and sit down and listen. And I hope some students who are participants this year or just audience members want to participate in next year's conference. It's something that runs every year, and so it's something to look forward to next year as well.
Between the speaker and the audience, how interactive will the conference be?
There are set presentations at the beginning of a session. The sessions run 75 minutes, but we allow for at least 15 minutes of Q&A at the end. And so the goal is not just to have the audience members sit there and listen, but to be able to have questions and active discussion afterwards. And so the hope is that we'll have sessions that are very lively and interactive for the students who also come as audience members.
When and where is the conference taking place?
The sessions are in the Sheehy Farmer Campus Center on the third floor in the Snyder, Walsh, and Fitzgerald rooms. Sessions begin at 9:30, 11 o'clock, 12:30, 2 o'clock, and 3:30 on both Tuesday and Wednesday.
From WRKC News at 5, I'm Sean Krutzik.